Wednesday, March 14th, 1990. Mr. Jack Heath, Miss Carolyn DeBrand, Ruby Reed Child Care Center.
A special word of thanks to Sammy Pierce, who is one of our parents, for leading our music. You can see all the Ruby Reed children coming in. I would like to say a very hearty welcome to each of you who came to chapel today. A welcome to the visitors. A welcome to the parents, to the grandparents, and to the friends. Thank you so much for coming. We make beautiful music, don't we? Maybe some of you were with us last year when we had chapel. Last year we were celebrating our 30th anniversary. This year, our 31st. Music comes in different forms, doesn't it? What we do at Ruby Reed is a ministry to children, and we feel like it is an important thing because it is an investment in the children's future. I would like to give you an opportunity to come and visit Ruby Reed if you have not been in our facility that belongs to Southeastern Seminary. Would you come and visit with us? If you are a student and you have some time, we are looking for some workers and would like to encourage you to come by and see if this is something that you would have some interest or perhaps abilities in. Come and visit us at Ruby Reed and see what we do. And on behalf of my staff, I would like to say thank you, Southeastern Seminary, for giving us the opportunity and the privilege for working with both seminary and community children, for binding us together as one and giving us this opportunity of ministry. This year at Ruby Reed, we have a new program that we have never had before that I would like to say something about. Through the auspices of Wake County Public Schools, we have an internship of some high school students who come 3 mornings a week. They are doing what we call child care services. They come, they work, they learn. They are trying to find out what children ministry is all about. We're grateful for them. And as they come up later in the program, I will also introduce them. Thank you again for coming. This is a day of happiness and celebration. Now listen to the children as they sing.
Yeah.
As our younger twos take their place on the front row, I would like to introduce to you Donna Earle, who is the teacher of that class. Her assistant is Tina Deakle, and Carolyn Britt is assisting us, and she is from Wake Forest Roseville High School. Reading our scripture this morning is Mr. Jack Heath. Jack Heath has been teaching on this campus in an adjunct position for 20 years. This is his 20th year, and we say to him, thank you. For you see, he has been a faithful teacher. He has come and he has taught. He has led the students and shown them how to do Christian education. He has done it not only verbally, but he has done it through a living example. Jack has had an outstanding ministry of being children's minister at First Baptist Church in Greensboro for 22 years. He has been a great example. Jack is a graduate of Southeastern Seminary, and when he was a student here, you can guess, he came to Ruby Reed and worked as an assistant. No wonder he loves children so much. I think this man is such a wonderful person because he loves children and he loves to communicate to others how to work with children. He has been a real mentor to many. Jack Heath has touched the future by working with our students, by loving children. We thank Jack Heath for his work and for his ministry. Jack, would you come forward for a minute? Before he reads the scripture, the Ruby Reed staff would like to say thanks by giving him a t-shirt.
Come a long way since I worked there.
That's right.
Thank you. I wear that with pride. Let me give you the proper greeting first. Our scripture comes from the Old Testament. It's a story of Noah found in Genesis chapter 6. This is the story of Noah. He had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah had no faults and was the only good man of his time. He lived in fellowship with God, but everyone else was evil in God's sight, and violence had spread everywhere. God looked at the world, and he saw that it was evil, for the people were all living evil lives. God said to Noah, "I have decided to put an end to all mankind. I will destroy them completely, because the world is full of their violent deeds. Build a boat for yourself out of good timber. Make the rooms in it and cover it with tar inside and out. Make it 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make a roof for the boat and leave a space of 18 inches between the roof and the sides. Build it with three decks and put a door in the side. I'm going to send a flood on the earth to destroy every living being. Everything on the earth will die. But I will make a covenant with you. Go into the boat with your wife, your sons, and their wives. Take into the boat with you a male and female of every kind of animal and of every kind of bird in order to keep them alive. Take along all kinds of food for you and for them." Noah did everything God commanded.
Thank you.
Let me introduce the classes that came through the Noah's Ark. Brunette Granello is the teacher of our older twos. Assistant is Sherry Knight. And Tanya Haley works with us, and she's from Wake Forest Roseville High School. Robin Copeland is the teacher of the three-year-old class, assisted by Deanie Ogle, and Sharon Winslow. Sharon is from Wake Forest Roseville High School. I will go ahead and introduce our other groups now. The younger four group is, the teacher is Angelica Waddell. Her assistant is Cindy Wiggins. And Doris West, who has been leading our music down front, is the teacher of our 4 and 5 year old group. Her assistant is Patty Leader, Joanne Pierce, and Christy Weathers from the high school. Our next thing is on our program is the children are going to be given their ABCs of praise. Would you listen to the scripture? Psalms 136:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
A.
Apple. B. Ball. C. Colors. D. Dominoes. Hey, Eskimo. Elf. Fish. J. Glitter. H. Hands. Indian. J. Jelly beans. K. Kites. L. Lion. Mouse. M.
And dads who came, and for the beautiful day and the friends. Amen.